Do not give up your creativity at any cost. Let me show you a couple of strange ways with which creativity and thus mental health can be upset. One describes strangeness or elitism, as the case may be, in the art community of all places, where young people are pushed away from joining by being forced into pointless tricks. And the other is a broader example from the programmer community, where a programmer just asked about burnout and loss of creativity. The point of this text is to remind all that our minds need room to grow and keep healthy. And while poverty is terrifying and deadly, it is a mistake that the world has made. It is a mistake that humanity will eventually repair. To get to that point, we must allow our creativity to flow and flourish. The hateful artists will say that you can't use a reference image directly. They may call it tracing. They are doing this to elevate themselves above you. Please don't actually do what I am about to describe. That is just a dumb waste of time. Do not feed the haters. Take your source image, a portrait, for example. Cover it with a transparency or a see-through bag. Take a dry erase marker and connect the eyes to the tip of the nose. Now look at the triangle that you have just made. Study it, and very gently, with a pencil at first, put it on your canvas. Now connect something else on the face to the ears, just whatever, and copy that shape too. Now the two shapes on the canvas mark all the important points on the face. Now connect the dots and congratulations. You just wasted 3 minutes on not just putting an X where the eyes are. Now, I had you imagine this awful thing to show you how other artists, all those really nice people, push you around. They call it tracing to intimidate you. What they are doing is tracing too, but a little bit more crooked and with some extra steps. Your creativity must be expressed, and you need an easy on-ramp into the world of art. Please, 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 trace. Use reference images directly in your art. It's okay. It will make you powerful and beautiful, and you won't need charlatan teachers that punish you for doing it. Do not let them poison art. Use your reference images directly, at least at first. And if anybody challenges you, just tell them that slightly crooked portraits with misshapen features are not real art. Even if just to let them hear how stupid they sound. Now that you know how easy it is to get started with art, I highly suggest that when you finish your painting, you grab everyone near you by their ears and you teach them how to be an artist too. And without the stupid shapes, just let them mark positions of everything directly. Now onto the second, much more broader example. Think about horses. There are the wild ones out by Rocky Mountains. They are wise, dumb, useless, and probably bite really bad. But they are not broken in and warped. And then there are the ones beaten or pressed into submission. They are raised, bred, doped, fed, stressed out and over-medicated. A healthy human being cannot focus on a single thing. We are not machines. We are dreamers, explorers, adventurers, and inventors. When programmers complain about focus and loss of passion for personal projects, this is actually a sign of health. They are supposed to be complaining because their mind is resisting becoming broken in. He is still part wild horse. And the truth is, once he is broken in, he will never have passion to invent again. Not without medication. For a cultural disorder. In a culture that calls for workers to work all their lives. Failing that marks them as having a deficit. Our minds cannot do just one thing over and over all the time, non-stop. We need to switch subjects and curiosities, and sometimes as frequently as a couple of months apart. Vacation is an example of switching. Look how your health returns. Getting a writer's block is an example of the opposite, of having focused on a single task so long that the task is depleted of the fizz that comes with approaching a new subject that calls to you. My goodness, every person in the world will always tell a person like that to take a break, to do something else. And yet, we don't apply the same wisdom to ourselves. We instead walk into a doctor's office and tell them that we can't focus. Not good. Oh, he'll give you medication, all right. But at the cost of creativity for everything else. For all the things that make you brilliant. You will medicate your natural predispositions away and chemically break yourself in. Just wait until it comes out that schools have been purposefully over-medicating students and tolerating student drug use because it increases schools' collective GPA. And psychologists tolerated it? Because they defined that disorder not relative to a healthy mind, but relative to the majority of modern culture. It became a disorder because everyone else is overworked. There's more to it. Humanity does not have to be chained by poverty. There is a better way to use the concept of money. But to get there, majority must recognize adventure, creativity, and a healthy mind as something that must be protected, not medicated away, to become a convenient employee. Afterward. I am not familiar with the attention deficit disorder. I do believe that it is a real condition and that there is medicine that helps the sufferers. But, like Sir Ken Robinson, I suspect that there is also a fictitious epidemic. And let me put it this way. If corporations are ever allowed to prescribe their employees antidepressants that improve their productivity, and if schools are ever allowed to prescribe their students medication that temporarily enhances their focus and retention, long term be damned, they will do it. It may be hard for you to believe, so let me rephrase the thing one more time. Schools will sell out their students for anything involving money by providing them with a mix of facts that they can temporarily memorize and pass state tests, and corporations will maximize profits at the cost of the well-being of their employees. I do not have proof for any of this, but I am certain that authentic self-education is far more powerful than standardized education.